And I'm Lori Walsh. A program to help South Dakota high school students graduate and succeed in the workforce is expanding. Beth Schneider is the Executive Director of Jobs for America's Graduates in South Dakota, otherwise known as JAG. And Beth joins us now with an update. Beth Schneider, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, Lori.
Let's help people understand what exactly Jobs for America's Graduates is, and then we'll talk a little bit about the places that it's expanding to.
Well, great. Well, Jobs for America's Graduates is a state-based nonprofit organization, and it's actually here in South Dakota, supervised by the Department of Education. And we help students persist through graduation. Really, our name, Jobs for America's Graduates, is what we do. We help graduates get jobs.
Tell me a little bit about how long this has been going on and what kind of success that you're seeing. You know, what is its impact right now?
Well, we've been in South Dakota for 13 years. It was originally piloted in the Wagner area, and we've just seen tremendous success. We've had nearly 100% graduation rates in the JAG program for the life of the program. I came on board a year ago. The legislature approved funding for the Department of Education to have a what we call a CSA or a state director, and that's my role. So for the last year, I've been able to support the programs that we have and really, just like you said, focus on growing the program. We're excited to have three new schools joining us this next year and look to continue to do that.
Where are those schools who are coming on board?
We're excited to have Lyman County, and which is their school is in Presho. We have Ulrichs, and then Sioux Falls Roosevelt High School has joined us this year.
All right. Tell us a little bit about how this works. How, you know, who is it for? Who are the kids that we're trying to connect with?
Mm-hmm. So these students have significant hurdles to graduation, something maybe their home life, maybe their living situation. They're just really disconnected from school. They might still be getting good grades, and they're just maybe not going to make it to graduation for one reason or another. It's not a priority. So we're looking for students who have been identified in their school as having some leadership potential, and they really want to grow that and stay in school. So the school identifies them, and then we have a JAG teacher who we call a specialist, and they're really the heart of the program. They work one-on-one with these students. They're in a JAG class with a small class of cohorts, and they just do project-based learning and really focus on staying connected to the school and building relationships.
All right. We talked about just, you know, some of the needs that kids might have. So where does a trauma-informed care come from, or sort of, information about what some of these students' lives have been like? How do you incorporate that into the relationship?
That is exactly right. The JAG Advantage really focuses on trauma-informed care and project-based learning and employer engagement. And that trauma-informed care really comes in with students bring in all of their junk, for better word, right? They just bring in all their stuff from home, and that's okay in the JAG classroom. Maybe in English class, they need to leave it at the door. Maybe in math class, just leave it at the door, focus on what you're doing. But in the JAG class, we think of it as the kitchen table where they can really talk through their issues and then focus on, okay, that's not a excuse. What are we going to do with that? How are we going to be better and get to graduation and be successful out in the world?
Yeah. What kind of workforce connections are there so that it's, because if you're part of this kind of group and you get to graduation, in some ways it's, you've lost a family in some ways too. So what's the next transition for many of these students?
That is a good point. They do. A lot of times when you graduate and you walk across that stage, you get your diploma, you're done. Mm-hmm. JAG is really unique in that our specialists, our teachers, they continue to follow up with their JAG students because they do have that relationship built with them for 12 months after their senior year. And so, okay, the student's going to go off to college. And you're like, great, okay, how many times do we know in May the student has signed up for college, but gosh, come September, maybe something happened and they didn't. Or we knew they were working at the local hardware store and now something happened and they're not. So we want to make sure that our students are supported beyond just their high school graduation and making those connections just across the state.
Yeah, South Dakotans taking care of one another. Not a bad plan.
Exactly.
Beth Schneider is Executive Director for Jobs for America's Graduates in South Dakota. And thank you so much for the update.
Well, thank you.